我平时我有一张纸在我的圣经里面，我可能放到桌子上面。就是关于过去先知向我们发的预言。有好多次先知过去，我们的老先知已经没有说，我们的教会生计其实是 remarkable。
Remarkable,
就是非常显著、惊人的。
惊人的神迹要在我们当
中。他说：“人要从四面八方来涌到你们的教会。”
He said that people will come from, you know, different corners into our church.
有一个阶段呢，我们的教会不是四面八方涌进来，是涌到四面八方涌出去。
So for a period of time, people are not coming, you know, from four corners into our church, but rather flowing out.
但是我们要相信。
But we need to believe.
今天的这个信，今天的见证和我们的信息都是一样，我们要相信。
So our testimony as well as our faith, we need to believe.
在我们看不见的时候要相信。
So when times we cannot see, we continue to believe.
感谢主，我们的姐妹呢，就是一个当场的信心，常常来到主的面前。
So praise the Lord, our sister came with a very simple faith and continued to seek His faith.
过去她讲过见证，她刚信主的时候回去以后呢，她的大哥的病就得医治，当时全家族里面有好多人就信主。
So last time she shared when she went back to China, her older brother came to the Christ as well as many other family members.
今天神要借着这些见证要来坚固我们的信心。
So through these testimonies, God is continue to strengthen our faith.
因为圣经上讲到，在末世的时候，不仅仅是末世，历史历代的撒旦都像一个吼叫的狮子，在寻找那些可以统治的。
So in the end time, not just the end time, but from time from the old generation to now, Satan is like a roaring lion trying to devour.
他来到地上，就目的就是要让夺取人的生命，永恒的生命。
So the purpose of him is to, you know, take away our eternal life.
怎么样夺取永恒的生命呢
？How does he take your eternal life?
就是他把好多东西都给你，但是
不好意思，牧师打断一下，那边没开麦。
是吗？哦，对不起，早一些剪了。以后早一些讲，不要客气，客气你们就刚才那么好的见证都 miss 掉了，刚才的见证非常好，你们到时候听录音。
Yeah, so you miss a lot of the good testimony, but go back and listen to the recording.
那仇敌的目的呢，就是怎么样？就是要让我们一直在破坏一件事情，就是我们对天父的信靠。
To, you know, destroy our trust between us and the Lord.
当你不能够信靠上帝的时候，
so when you no longer be able to trust in God,
那你能从上帝那边得到什么呢？
So what good can you get from him?
你能在这个地上能得到什么呢？因为这个地是上帝造的。
What can you get on earth? Because earth is created by God.
那你有什么智慧呢？
What kind of wisdom do you have?
So like a tree, it was broken from the branch, so let the water flow through it, so it will grow some leaves. Can it last?
Just like a tree that's been cut off from the root, even though rain still comes down, even though it might still grow a little bit of green leaves, but do you think it will last?
That Satan's purpose is to tell you, "No problem, the branch is broken, no problem, you are still alive."
So the Satan is trying to deceive us, telling that, oh, it is okay, even if your root has been cut off, you can still live.
Satan 一直用各种手段来欺骗世人，就是要夺取你的生命。
So Satan has using all kind of lies to deceive us, to destroy our trust.
啊，他让你不能不来到神的面前。
So that you will not be able to.
当我们不来到上帝这个我们生命源头的面前的时候， 我们的生命的泉水从哪里来呢？
If we cannot come to the source of life, to God, so how do we continue to live?
那个树当时它根上砍断的时候，它里面的水分能让它支持多久呢？
So if the tree is being cut off from the root, how much water does it sustain on its own?
但是呢，仇敌用各种的方法、各种的思想来告诉你，你很棒，你不需要上帝，你就可以存在。
But Satan is trying to tell us that you are good enough, you don't need God.
还有各种的方法。
Like all sorts of methods telling you.
用各种的宗教。
All kind of
各种的哲学。
All kind of philosophies.
那甚至用无神论。
So atheism.
目的就是说你很行。你不需要上帝。
So they just tell you that you're good enough, you don't need God.
你的根上断了，他让你看不见你根上断。
So,
他觉得你很好。
So if you have been cut off from the root, he will, you know, blind you so that you don't see that your root has been cut off.
所以呢，神就让我们这帮有福的基督徒呢，眼睛得开，我们知道我们根上断了，我们需要捡回去。
So God has, you know, made us so that we can see that our root has been.Cut off. We need to be reconnected.
不管我们这个树苗多么的瘦小，甚至病恹恹的，只要根上接回去，它就可以长。
No matter how skinny, how tiny our shoot is, as long as we've been connected, I mean, planted back to the soil, planted back with the root, we can grow.
但是不管你这个树是多么的粗壮，你的根上断了，你的命定就是死亡。
No matter how strong the tree looks, if the root is being cut off, you will die eventually.
所以我们不能被欺骗。
So we cannot be deceived.
所以神就不断地给我们真正的智慧。
So God continues to give us the true wisdom.
让我们第一步就是接受耶稣。
First step is to accept Jesus.
我们的罪得赦免。
Our sin been forgiven.
重新成为神的儿女。
And then we become His children again.
但是下面呢
？So what follows after that？
那下面呢？撒旦还是会不断的回来试探我，不断的来用各种的方法欺骗我们离开神的道。
So what after that is Satan will continue to you know trick you to say tell lies to you。
在圣经上预言。
So in the Bible is
在耶稣再来之前的日子，有一个叫做离道仿教的大运动。
So the Bible tells us that before the second coming of Christ, there will come a movement that you know kind of deceives all of us.
Great falling away or apostasy.
Great falling away.
Yeah, falling away or apostasy. 就是好多人呢，就说就离开正道了，信主的人离开正道。
So meaning that a lot of people will leave the faith. Those who believe in the past, they will eventually, you know.
因为经不起撒旦的试探。
Because they are not able to stand firm when the Satan.
在末后的日子呢，撒旦的试探会不断的会加重，他不会减轻。
So in the end times, you will face even more lies from the Satan.
也就是现在撒旦有什么方法来试探基督徒？大家来回答，大家一起讲的话就比较。
So what do you think the ways of Satan trying to tempt our believers?Right now, like,
大家可以讲讲。
You can, you know, brainstorm.
你觉得现在撒旦怎么试探你？试探基督徒。
How does Satan tempt you? Tempt the believers? AI.
你要问一问 AI， 哎呀，撒旦怎么试探我？那个有些人只看到的是。AI 的背后是一个巨大的一个邪灵在操纵，他会告诉你，他不会真正的告诉你你怎么样被这个魔鬼来应用的。
So if you ask AI about what other ways of Satan gonna tempt you, you might not get the right answer. Because one of the
prophets,
the prophets saw that there is a spirit behind AI.
AI， 我们当然可以利用 AI， 但是呢，最终它不是被为我们服务的。
So of course we can use AI, but ultimately it cannot serve.
比如说，很快，像这些看不到，就是 AI 会治疗好多的疾病，像癌症啊这些都会成为过去。
So for example, they see that eventually AI will help us to, you know, conquer a lot of cancers.
所以人们就会接受它好多的方法，基因的重组啊这些。
So a lot of people will, you know, accept that because they are going to give you like health to regroup your genes.
包括植入芯片啊，各种这种方法。
And also, you know, like neural chips.
但最后的目标。是那个 marked beast， 就是那个兽印要打在你的额头和右手上。
So ultimately, the goal will be the marked beast.
因为它首先要让人接受机器人所有这些新技术的治疗。一开始都是 harmless， 没有问题啊，没有问题啊，没有问题啊。
So in the beginning, it's usually harmless. We want you to accept, you know, like things like robots, chips, and stuff.
但是最后呢，当打兽印的那个时候开始呢，好多人说没有问题啊，好多人就认为没有问题。
So when the time comes when you receive the mark of beast, a lot of people might say, okay, it is okay, it is nothing wrong with it.
那好多的先知看到这个兽印，就是将来植入里面的芯片，是跟你的脑子人机接口。当然我们也还是一个开放的心，也有可能其他的，因为先知知道的是一部分。
So a lot of people think that, you know, getting the neural chip might be the beginning of the mark of the beast. Of course, we need to have this open heart because the prophet only sees part of the pictures, so it may not be the.
但在圣经上讲，接受这个芯片的人，接受这个印记的人呢，绝对不会上天堂。这是圣经里面写的非常清楚。
But the Bible says those who receive the mark of the beast will not enter heaven.
也就是我们基督徒绝对那个时候要认清楚，我们不能打那个印记。
So meaning that believers we need to know is like we cannot accept the mark of the beast.
但是呢，撒旦一直会试探我们，不断的来试探我们。
But Satan will continue to tempt us.
那今天呢，我们的信息也就是继续来预备大家，来将来为这些事情来准备，为耶稣基督的再来来准备。
So our message today will continue to equip us so that we can get prepared for the coming of our Christ.
那我们讲这些道的时候呢，我们非常清楚的要知道一点，我们基督徒呢是有永生的。
So we need to know that as Christians we have eternal life.
我们的神是真的。
Oh God is real.
这是我们信仰里面最基本的一个认知。
So this is the foundation of faith.
如果我们没有这样的认知呢，圣经里面讲，你比众人很可怜。
If we do not have this foundational knowledge, the Bible says we are even, you know, worse than non-believers.
所以我们的信仰呢，我们必须要认识我们的真神，要真正认识他。
So we are in our faith, we need to know our God.
我们要真正认识他，是要跟他有一个关系。
Truly knowing him, meaning to have a relationship with him.
现在神就不断的在操练我们。
So God is continuously to train us.
通过包括我们姐妹讲的这个见证是其中的一个。
So through one of the testimonies.
以后大家会知道，你要非常清楚的知道，上帝比你周围的人要真实的多。
So we need to know that our God is more real than.
将来有一天你发现上帝可以帮助你，周围的人不能帮助你。
So one day you will realize that God can help you but no one else can.
上帝可以赐给你智慧，周围的人没有智慧。
So God can give you the wisdom but no one around you can give you that.
上帝可以医治你的疾病，周围的大夫没有办法医治你新的疾病。
So God is able to heal your diseases and your sicknesses but none of the doctors around you can do that.
因为神不断地在预备我们，
他
就是要来预备我们的信心
to prepare us, prepare
来经历他的真实
to experience his truthfulness.
这是我们要必须要祷告的。
So this is something that we need to pray for.
所以我们中间我们接受各样的恩赐，圣灵的恩赐非常重要。
So that's why we need to have all kind of spiritual gifts.
我们接受医治的恩赐，先知的恩赐，
prophecy, gift of healing,
方言的恩赐，讲方言的恩赐，
gift of speaking in tongues.
那为什么我们要接受这些恩赐？
So why do we need to receive all kinds of gifts?
我们要让神在我们中间来显现他的能力，他必须要显出他的能力和真实。
Because we need God to demonstrate or to manifest His power in us.
好多教会就是怕这些恩赐彰显的时候，我们不知道怎么去控制。
So a lot of churches they are afraid when those giftings are being manifested, they don't know how to.
就会用人的手去控制它。
They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to control that, and then they try to control with human hands.
人的手去控制，暂时看起来很平静。
So using your human hand to control things, it might seem very calm in the beginning.
但是到了真正有用的时候，发现没有人有信心，没有人见到主的面，那是不行的。
But ultimately, you will see that no one is able to face God. No one is able to know God, and then.
但是要让神做主的时候，圣灵做主上，有时候是很混乱的。
But when you need a give the authority back to the Spirit. Sometimes it seems very chaotic.
我自己经历过。
I went through that before.
那有教会，这些都是我认识的人。祷告的时候，星期天，那些人的鬼就出来，对不对
？So I've been to those churches before. So on Sunday, when they worship God, and then those people with evil spirit, they start to manifest.
这姐妹像蛇一样在地上爬。
So I saw a sister, struggling on the floor like a snake.
完了以后，当然这个姐妹呢，后来就被释放了，得自由了。
So eventually, the sister got, killed.
但是长老跟牧师施加压力。
But the elders are talking to the pastor.
我们教会不能这样弄，我们要规规矩矩。
As a church, we cannot be like that. We need to have orders.
我们怎么可以这么乱呢？让人在地上像蛇一样爬呢
？How can we be like so, like out of order, allowing a person, to crawl the floor?
这位姐妹跟我很有关系。后来她被释放以后，现在带领很多人信主，在她的聚会里面，同性恋人改变过来，变性的人改变过来。去年我见到她的蒙特利尔。
So this sister is someone that I'm very close to.So now she's been saved and she's been healed. She's a leader in one of the church, and then her church is very powerful. I met her last time in Montreal. Where a lot of people who are homosexual, who are transgenders, they have been saved in the church.
那今天我们的信息呢，就是说，当我们看起来弱小的时候呢，我们一定要来照着神给我们的恩典，要来持守神的道。
So today, even though we are weak and small, but we need to, faithfully do what God wants us to do, to follow God.
就是持守神的道。
That's to hang on to.
就是要信神的道。
To believe in His word.
我们要相信我们前面看的这本书，圣经。
We need to believe everything that is written in the Bible.
那我们来看这个启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
那第七节
verse 7,
第三章第七到第九节
verse 7 to 9,
也要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说呢，圣洁正是拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人开的说。
These are the words to him who is holy and true. These are the words that is holy and true, who holds the key of David.What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open.
我知道你的心扉，你略有一点历练，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deeds. I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
那撒旦一回的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你的。
I will make those who are of the synagogue Satan who claim to be Jew through though they are not but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
今天我讲的这题目呢，就是无人能关的 敞开的门，神要开在你的面前。
So today I'm going to focus on this door that no one can shut.
大家要不要神在你的面前开敞开的门，没有人能关的。
So do you want
要的举手。
Do you want to have this
你要是把门给你关上呢，还是敞开的门？
Do you want a door that has been shut or you want an open door?
Open door.
You want an open door, right?
对，但是呢是有条件。
But it comes with conditions.
那第一个我们要看，这里想到一个大卫的钥匙。主耶稣显现的时候说，他拿着大卫的钥匙。
But here it says the key of David.
大卫的钥匙是怎么样的？
What is the key of David?
我们看看使徒行传十三章二十二节。
Let's turn to our Acts 13:22.
大家要仔细看，这是神的话。那里呢特别讲到呢，就是说神找到了一个合他心意的人，就是大卫。这个大卫呢有什么特点呢？
So it says God has seek someone that is David, who is after his heart. What is so special about David?
13:22, 十三章，十三章，
二
十二节。Chapter 13, 十三章。他说既废了扫罗，就选给大卫做他们的王，因为他做见证说，我寻了耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。那大卫有什么特点？
After removing Saul, he made David a king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I wanted him to do.
大卫是一个什么呢？他做神要他做的一切。
So what's so special about David does things that is in God's heart.
这是大卫的钥匙。
So that is the key of David.
也就是说神呢给我们很多的钥匙，是什么钥匙呢？就是神的话。
So God gave us a lot of keys. What are those keys? That's the
我们的今天的弟兄姐妹呢，有人他用这把钥匙，他就不用那把钥匙。
Sometimes
神给很多的钥匙。
So God gave a lot of keys. Sometimes we just use one of them.
神给这个神的话语是很多的，但是我们只喜欢一两节。
So God gives us a lot of verses, but we only pick and choose some of them.
所以你进了一道门以后呢，另外的门你不想进。
So when you enter one door, but the rest of the doors you don't want to open.
对不起，那个门是给你敞开的，不敞开。
So is that door open for you or not?
那个宝藏的门啊，进了第一道。进了第二道、第三道的时候，你说我不喜欢这个经文，我不喜欢。
So,
你不要开它。
So it's a map to treasure. So you open one door, you open the second door. By the third door, you say, okay, I don't like that verse. I don't want to open it.
乃圣经上讲，这个放羊娃做了君王的大卫呢，他无论到哪里去，上帝都让他怎么样得胜，他没有打过一次败仗。
So the
Bible, 为什么？
So,
因为他方式。
So the Bible says, David as a shepherd boy, like no matter where he goes, he will win the battle. Why? Because he in everything.
Everything.
In everything.
而且特别是他在力量软弱的时候，他要遵行神的道。
Even when he was weak, and he still followed God.
这里讲到呢，就是说这个给腓拉铁的教会开的这个门呢，他说开了就没有人能光的，哎，敞开的是无人能光的。它有一个条件，其实在你略有一点力量的时候，你遵守不到。
So for this church of Philadelphia, it says that the door that no one can shut, there is some condition because it says when you are weak, when you are weak, you still hold on to my words.
英文讲得很清楚，那是一个条件，原文里面非常清楚，有一个条件。是因为你在力量软弱的时候呢，是受了我的道。
Okay, so that is
遵守了我的道。
It's a condition because he says, I know that you even you have a little strength and yet you kept my word.
大家知道力量刚强的时候守人的道，我没问题啊，我钱多我就可以奉献，我的车好我可以借人送人，对不对？汽油贵我也不怕，对不对？我腰里面有钱，对不对？那我比较容易不是啊，容易怎么，对不对啊？我也不跟人计较，对不对？我气粗嘛，
对，
也容易 forgive。你偷了我的钱没问题， 你投了我十块钱，我还有一百万块钱。
So when you are, you know, strong, when you have more strength, for example, when you are rich, maybe you don't care that much. Like you have better cars, and you can go and you know drive people around. You don't care about gas. If you someone stole your $10, you are easily forgiven because you have $1,000,000 in your pocket. So when you have more strength, it's easier, you know, to exercise.
或者说你身体好的时候，哦，服侍一下，帮一下别人没问题的。当身体软弱的时候，你要我帮忙。
Well, when you are very physically strong, it's very easy to for you to help. But what happens when you are weak? You know, when you don't have strength anymore.
这里呢，讲的当我们在软弱的时候守了神的道呢，神就给这个无人能光的敞开的门。
So it says when you commit to God, even with your little strength or when you are weak, God is going to give you this.
刚强的时候，你如果能行神的道，我们不太知道你有多少的信心。
So when you are strong and you does the word, I mean you do the word, the will of God, we don't know how much faith you have.
但是软弱的时候，你持守神的道，神看在眼里面。
But when you are weak and you continue to hold on His words, then we'll see that.
大家记得就是在路加福音21:1-4讲的一个穷寡妇啊，他在神的殿里面丢了一个大钱，大家可以看看那个经文。
So remember the parable about this poor widow. She gave
路加福音21:1-4。
So Luke 21:1-4. So this widow. She gave coins, like two big coins, two small copper coins.
耶稣抬头观看，见财主把券项投在库里，又见一个穷寡妇投了两个小钱，就说：“我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇所投的比众人很多，因为众人都是自己有余拿出来投在券项里，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切衍生的都投上了。”
As he looked up, Jesus saw a rich, putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on.
那耶稣首先看见刚强的人。力量大的人来投钱，对吧
？So Jesus saw, you know, people with power, with strength first, right?
啊，后来又看到一个力量软弱的人。
And then she saw a person with weak power.
那我想问问大家，就是免得大家这个睡觉啊，这个寡妇为什么要投那么多钱呢？
So let me ask you, just so that you don't.
他投的很少，但是呢，耶稣说他投的很多，是他把衍生的都投上了。他究竟是怎么回事情？他为什么要把他衍生的都投上了
？So why did she give the two coins? So Jesus said that she has actually give more than others. Like, why do you think that she want to give?
来，大家讲一下，大家回忆一下，好吧 ？So why does she do that?
为什么他这么做呢？
感恩。
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Okay, Thanksgiving.
你感恩的话，你就投半个小钱可以了。你为什么把两个自己衍生的都投上干什么
？So if you wanna give Thanksgiving, maybe you can give like a quarter, right? Like you don't need to give two small coins, right?
因为我的就是你的，你的就是我的。
Whatever my
son.
对呀，我觉得他是
共产党，共产党。
他是不是有一个祷告？所以呢
？Okay, we can imagine everything. Sorry.
Maybe she has something that she wanted.
那有的人看到我，他头脑有点问题，所以他就投，全投了。
他知道这所有的一切都是神的，所以他。
啊对对，我们不知道他心里怎么想，但是呢，有一点是肯定的，耶稣看到了。他的内心。
So we don't know her motives, but one thing's for sure, Jesus saw her. She saw her way, it's inside of her.
对呀、啊，我们不知道，我们好多时候的话，你像这个我与所先生这个妇人，这怎么可能？头脑真的有病吧？
So it's just hard to imagine, but you might think that she's out of her mind.
我相信主耶稣说她没病，她没病。
So, I believe Jesus said that she is, you know, mentally fine.
在巴西有个说法，
so、
只有两种人交税。
So in Brazil, there is a saying: only two kind of people, two type of people.
一种就是圣徒，就是那种天主教的或红衣主教啊，他们叫圣徒啊，圣徒缴税。
So one type of people who pay tax are the saints.
第二种是白痴。
Second type are the idiots.
所以在巴西呢，两种人缴税，其余的人都不缴税，要么的是圣徒，要么的是白痴。
So in Brazil, only saints.Or the idiots pay their tax.
所以呢，这个姐妹呢，要么她是白痴，要么她是圣徒。
So this sister either she is a saint or she is an idiot.
就是人看她是白痴，主耶稣就是她是圣徒。
So, you know, human eye would say that she is out of her mind, but Jesus sees that she is a saint.
感谢主。那再问大家一个问题：主耶稣看到她这样投钱的时候，主耶稣会怎么样对待她？
So when Jesus saw, you know, how she gave, what do you think Jesus will do to her? That's it, yeah. 把她一切所求的都给她。
Yeah, give her everything she asks. 真的是这样，神会把她所有的都给她，因为她把她所有的都给神了。这是一个刚才说的是。一个你怎么爱神，神就怎么爱。
So exactly, so God is going to give everything that she will ask for because it's, you know, like because she give everything to God. So it's like a reciprocal kind of a relationship.
那撒旦在这个地方对我们的试探呢，好多时候说我是软弱的，我这是软弱。
So a lot of times, you know, Satan will try to tempt you by saying that, oh, I am weak at this time.
我净挣的钱很少。
I only have a little bit of earning.
啊，有人说我的身体不怎么样。
And people say, oh, I have health issues.
年轻人说，哦，我还很年轻。
Young people say, I'm still too young.
老人说我已经老了。
Old people say, I'm too old.
中年人说我很忙。
The middle age said that we are too busy.
很累。
Tired.
所以我们神的话呢，就做一部分，另一部分就不做了。
So we just do only a partial word of God, you know, like the rest we just ignore.
你知道，前两天我的女儿在香港，打电话来。
So a couple of days ago, my daughter in Hong Kong, she called.
讲到这种试探。
And we talked about temptation.
平时她跟妈妈讲的话比较多。
So usually she talks a lot to the mom.
那天呢，我就跟她讲话了。
So that day I was talking with her.
因为她说新区的教会呢人太多，她说我就不去了，我星期天就在 Zoom 上参加聚会就可以了。
She said that the Sunday service was too crowded, so I would just join on Zoom.
反正人也不认识人，人家也不关心我。
Since nobody knows me and then they don't know each other.
我听见了，我立刻去给他对话。
When I heard this, I immediately start talking to her.
说女儿，一定要去教会。
I said, daughter, you have to go to church.
圣经上说不可停止聚会，这是神的话。
So Bible says you should never stop.
Zoom 这是可以的，没办法的办法。
You should never stop going to the service because it's written in the Bible. Zoom is just a way, in a way, you just have no way of going to a church.
圣经上讲，我们是基督身体上的肢体，手啊，脚啊。
So the Bible says we are all like a part of the Christ. We are the leg, we are the hands, we are the, you know, body parts.
手脚能不能通过 Zoom 连在一起？
Can your hands and feet be connected through Zoom meetings?
一定要去教会。
You have to go to church.
我们的孩子，我们就可以这样讲。
So because they are our children, so we can say that.
当然，我对大家也是这样讲。
Okay, of course, I'm also say that to you as well.
但是呢，教会来有不同的人，有的人还没有信，有的人这就是说，但是我们的孩子呢，我们很爱他，所以这样讲。
So, well, of course, there's some different people that come to church, right? But our children, you know, we have I understand that people have different circumstances, but for our children, because we love them, so we want to.
第一，要去教会。
So first, go to church.
要有肢体的连接。
You have to be connected with the body of Christ.
第二，要服侍。
Second, you have to serve.
耶稣来说我是来服侍人的，不是要人服侍的，这是基督的做法，我们是基督徒，就是遵循基督的做法。
So, the Bible said, Jesus said that I'm here to serve, not being served by others. So it's a way of Christian life, we're here to serve.
我说这是基督的做法。
So this is what Christ did.
我说爸爸也是，妈妈都是这样做的，我爸爸第一天来教会就没有想要在教会得到任何东西，我就是主。就是服侍主。
So this is what your parents say. You know, the first day when I came to church, I was dedicating myself, you know, to serve God because this is, the house of God.
这是第二点，你一定要做。
So that's the second thing.
第三点，一定要十一奉献。
The third is you have to give your tithes and offerings.
因为你不能失去神的祝福。
Because you can never lose the blessing.
特别在末世，金钱上有很大的试探，这一关都过不了，你还能过什么关呢？
Especially in the end times, if you cannot overcome this, then how can you overcome other obstacles?
我们这个大女儿十一奉献没问题，服侍也没问题，但是呢，邀她去这个她不喜欢去的教会，她有问题。
My oldest daughter, she has no problem with tithing, no problem with serving, but asking her to go to a church that she doesn't like is a problem.
她开始哭了。
And she cried.
我说。不管你怎么样，一定要去教会。
I said, no matter what, you have to go to church.
后来他这样子感谢主，这个孩子愿意顺服。
And praise God that you know, this child was willing to listen and submit.
神真的给他敞开很多门。
And God opened a lot of doors for her.
等到六月份他回来以后，他自己做见证。
So in June she will be back and she will tell you guys her testimonies.
所以我们好多时候看到顺服的时候不太高兴，流泪顺服，还是顺服神。
So a lot of times when we try to submit, it's hard. We may cry, you know. But it is important. We need to, you know, obey and submit God, submit to God.
当我们年纪大的时候，不要说我们年纪大了走不动了。
So when you are old, don't say that. Oh, I'm too old. I can't walk.
我见过很多的老姐妹，老了还服侍。我带领长青团，带领就是唱歌，给他们教歌，服侍。
So I see a lot of older senior women as sisters. They are still serve God, leading the senior group. You know, leading in the senior group.
九十多岁到养老院去推轮椅。
So in her 90s, she still go to the senior homes and then you know push the other seniors.In their wheelchairs.
不要听错啊，不是别人推他的，他是推别人的轮椅。九十岁给帮助那个养老院去推别人的轮椅，推出去晒太阳的做什么
？So it's not other people was pushing her, but she in her 90s still go to the senior home, you know, will out the other patients, you know, so that they can.
就在她力量微弱的时候，遵循神的道。
So in her moment of weakness.
他遵循什么道？
She still submit to God.
神必受有福。
Because it's better to give than to receive.
那老人家非常喜乐。
So, the seniors, I mean, that lady was very happy.
因为她每次去教会从不迟到，照亮教会的年轻人。
Okay, and she never leave for church service. She's there as a light shine on the younger generation.
啊，不要觉得我们老了没用啦。我也做不了什么了，你坐在那里就在照亮年轻人。
So don't say that, oh, I'm too old, I cannot do anything. As long as you're there, you're just like a lamp that shines.
所以我们在力量微弱的时候呢，是受神的道，神就把敞开的门就打开。
So in your little strength, hold on to the word of God. God is going to give you the open doors.
对，这个是些老年人这样，这个老年人很多，我举了一个，很多，我见过很多。
So this is just one of the seniors, but I see many, many people like her.
迎着她去服侍啊，没病。
Because she continued to serve, she doesn't have any, you know, health issues.
我们中间好多人呢，我们习惯是吃这个吃那个，但是呢，我碰到的好多老人家，进食祷告，快到100岁没病。
So even though we do, you know, care.
我不是说你吃这个不好啊，我只是说你看到他们进食祷告，一点病都没有。
So I know a lot of people, you know, care about the diet, eat this and that, but a lot of the people that live in the 90s, 100s, they fast and pray.
我不是把这个对立起来的，你需要吃好的，他们是要吃好的，但是呢，你看到这个老人家。进食祷告到八九十岁给儿女不听一点麻烦。
Okay, so it's not contradictory to each other. Like of course you continue to eat good stuff. But I'm saying that, in her old age, she still be a blessing to her children, and she doesn't cause any problem to her second generations.
那弟兄姐妹，就是说这就是圣经把敞开的门，把你这个老人家，你看你养老的时候喜乐平安。有力量，这不是敞开的门吗
？So these are the open doors for the seniors, you know, like joy, peace, happiness, and health.
你还能鼓励到年轻人，那不是敞开的门吗
？And you will also be an encouragement to the younger generation.
这里给大家调一些，有个敞开的门是撒旦一会的人要在你的脚前下拜，就是由那个属灵的权柄可以释放捆绑。
In the Church of Philadelphia, it says that, you know, the Satans are going to be kneeled before you.
那些犹太人，撒旦议会的 ，the synagogue of Satan.
The synagogue of Satan is going to claim to.
你服侍要不要有权柄啊
？So when you serve,
你祷告要不要定人是好啊
？When you serve, do you want to have authority?
那是叫做权柄，属灵的权柄。
When you pray, do you want to receive healings?Those are called
你走到社会中间，你要不要有影响力啊
？So when you walk in society, do you want to have an impact?
你要不要神在各方面的祝福你啊
？Do you want to have receive blessings from you know all sorts of venues?
我们在力量微小的时候，持守神的道。
So when you have little strength, hold on to His words.
但是呢，撒旦常常会试探你说：“小心啊，你力量很小啊，你丢了这个工作。”没那个工作了，你这个时间不花在赚钱上，没钱了，你老去服侍，你看服侍那个人又不感恩你，也不改变，生命也不改变，成天就服侍，你服侍完了他也不没长进，不要服侍了。
But Satan is going to say a lot of lies to you by saying, okay, you are weak, you can do this, don't serve, he doesn't appreciate you, you know things like that.
我曾经遇到次见证牧师啊。你是不是有这个护照做牧师啊？离了牧言教会都没人了呢。
So for a period of time, you know, like a lot of people question whether I've been called to become a pastor because everyone has left. So there's not many people that I need to pastor.
但是我们要持守他的道。
But I will.
持守他的护照。
Keep his words.
我还记得有一个姐妹，就是在力量微弱的时候。施主他的道，圣灵正大大的赏赐。
So I still remember a sister that when she was still weak and she hold on to God's word and then God gave her a lot of.
这个姐妹在我们的中间，我就不提名字了。
So she is with us, but when not.
免得撒旦试探你，对不起啊，开玩笑啊。有时候我们会骄傲。
Because sometimes we might be proud, right?
姐妹就是为了福音的缘故，在工作的地方传福音。最后那些人不能传福音，你传福音，我这工作就要丢掉了。
So a sister was preaching in her workplace, and then they would say that you cannot do that anymore because if you do that, you're gonna lose your job.
这个姐妹就说，我还是要传福音，工作丢掉可。
And the sister said that I will continue to share the gospel. It's okay for me to lose my job.
神给她越来越好的工作。
And God eventually God gave her even better jobs.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
这是我们 Mary 姐妹，我讲的对不对
？That's our Mary.
因为她
的时候是这样的。
对，力量微弱的时候，她持守神的道，真的把工作丢掉了。因为我们在一起有祷告。
Because when you are weak, and then she lost her job, because back then we pray together.
哈利路亚。
我的 job 是我自己 quit 的，但是我那个时候已经有很多的什么穆斯林，他们盯上我，然后我们公司的老板。然后我们特别节日的时候，他就说你不能传教，但是我一直是传教的，所以我因为我知道我是我老公来的时候。
Yeah, Mary is saying that because in the company many customers are Muslims, and the boss said you cannot preach gospel, but I still want to preach. Yeah, amen. 感谢主，感谢主，我们就说，在主里面要得胜。
Yes, we need to be an overcomer in Christ.
我们今天的信息是什么？在历练微弱的时候要做什么？
做总的
道，遵守神的道。
So what's our message today? So in your weakness.
历练微弱的时候，好多时候是因为肚子吃不饱。
Continue to hold on to God's word.
我们就觉得，哎呀，我也不行神的道了，这个太难了。聚会也太难了，汽油那么贵，哎呦，我去探望了一个姐妹，哎呦，10块钱汽油，20块钱汽油，是不是
？When we are weak, usually because we, you know, we don't have enough. Like for example, if you want to visit someone, you would say, "Oh, the gas is so expensive. I need to pay like $10."
这些物质上的东西以吃饭为代表。
So these things are usually presented as, you know, like material.
那主耶稣也受过同样的试探。
So Jesus also been tapped in the same way.
我们看看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
主耶稣怎么得胜？他就是我们的榜样。
So how he overcome? He is our example.
第二节，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
So verse 2, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
The tempter came to him and said, if you are son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
今天当你的食物受到威胁的时候，或者你肚子饿了
，So when you are hungry, when you have scarce, I mean when you don't have enough bread,
民以食为天嘛啊，就是说我们讲到食物就是我们需用的一切代表。
So when we talk about bread, it's usually represent everything that we need.
耶稣那个时候饿了
，So that time Jesus was hungry.
但是呢，他说什么？人活着不是单靠食物。那是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he said that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
主耶稣怎么来战胜撒旦的这个试探
？How did he overcome the temptation?
他有没有说我今天感受很好，所以我就得胜过撒旦的试探
？Did he say, "Oh, I'm feel good. I'm able to overcome Satan's temptation"?
他有没有说今天我看到一个异象？所以我就胜过撒旦的试探，那异象是很重要的啊！我要讲。
Did he say that? Oh, I saw a vision. By that vision, I was able to overcome. Of course, vision is very
important. 他怎么战胜撒旦的试探
？How did he overcome temptation from the Satan?
他说：“经上记着说，经上记着说。”
He said, "It is written on the Bible."
耶稣这里面其实有好几段撒旦试探，不同的教徒试探都是用经上记着说。
So he went through many different types of temptation, but Jesus always answered this way. It is written.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们不读圣经，也别想胜过撒旦的诱惑。
Brother and sister, if you do not read your Bible, you will never overcome Satan's temptation.
那街上那些不信的就不用说了。
So those who do not believe, of course, we are not even gonna.
他们已经在撒旦的手心里面。
They are already in the hands of the.
我们需要去传讲这个信息，把他们救出来。
We need to proclaim this news and then to.
我们今天基督徒怎么样胜过撒旦的试探
？So as believers, how do you overcome the temptation?
主耶稣怎么胜过
？How did Jesus overcome?
经上记着说。
It is written.
我们要读圣经。
We need to read your Bible, our Bible.
我们要按照圣经的去行。
We need to do whatever things according to.
另外，他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。”
And it says, "Man does not live by the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
一切话。
Every word.
不是一句两句话。
Not just one or two sentences.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要在我们软弱的时候只读我们喜欢的话。
So when we do not just focus on one or two verses that you like.
喜欢的话就是牛奶喝起来比较容易。
So the things you like might be just milk, soft stuff that easy to digest.
不喜欢的话就是牛肉，身上有力量。
Okay, so maybe you don't like beef. Those words like that are like beef.
你去检查以后，你看到你不喜欢的话的时候该怎么做
？So when you read something that you don't like, what do you do?
吃牛肉，啊，牛肉呀。
Eat your beef. Don't throw away that. You just have to eat it. You have to, you know, read it.
好多时候我们有这种试探啊，试探就是说，就像我女儿一样，教会的人那么多都不认识，我去了一个不多，多一个也不多，少一个也不少，我去干嘛？人家也不关心我，say hi，就完了，回家了，对吧？
So for example, like my daughter is very easy to be tempted that way. You know, like why do I need to go to church? I don't know everybody. I don't know anybody. Like they just say hi and they say bye. Why do I need to go?
但是神的话怎么说？不可停止聚会。
But what does the word say? Do not stop.
Hallelujah.
Do not stop going to church.
我们要像耶稣一样，用神的话来战胜仇敌。
We need to use God's word to overcome.
另外呢，我们比耶稣还有更有一个，更有一个叫什么？荣幸啊，更有一把，另外一把武器。
So we have even more like privilege than Jesus. We have another tool.
圣经里面讲呢，我们是靠着羔羊的宝血。
So Jesus, I mean, the Bible says it's by the blood of the Lamb.
主耶稣他自己要想要走通那条路，所以他是靠着圣灵给他的这一个他的顺服啊。但是呢，我们呢，今天有羔羊的宝血。
So Jesus is the sacrificing lamb. He had the power of the Spirit. He became the lamb. So we have this privilege. We have.
羔羊的宝血什么意思呢？就你今天软弱，你今天犯罪，什么东西你都没借口软弱，为什么？主耶稣赦免了你啊。
So what does it mean to have the lamb of the blood of the lamb? So for example, if you sin, if you are weak, but you don't have any excuse because God has already forgiven.
主耶稣把圣灵赐给你了呀。
God, Jesus already gave you the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, 我们起立。
Hallelujah, that's right.
我们在力量壮弱的时候要持守神的道。
So when we are weak, we will keep His word.
神就把一个敞开的门打开在我们面前。
And God is going to open a door for us.
是没有人能关的。
That no one can shut.
每一个人在你面前都有敞开的门。
So many open doors are before you.
包括你怎么样撞墙的门。
Even the ways to.
你怎么样服侍的门。
And a door to your service.
你人际关系的门。
Doors for your relationship.
你身体健康的门。
Door to your health.
神都要敞开。
God is able to open all these.
而且圣经里面说，他一进给你敞开，当你这样做，他一进敞开。
And the original text says, it has already opened.
而且不会关上。
And no one can shut.
哎呀，没有人能够关上。
No one is able to shut it.
哈利路亚，主啊，实在我们感谢你。
Yes, Hallelujah, we thank you.
你是那拿着大卫钥匙的那一位。
You are the one who holds the key of David.
你说你开的门，没有人能够关上；关的门，也没有人能够开。
You said the doors that you open, no one can shut. The doors that you shut, no one can open.
谢谢你，我们仰望你。
You thank you, Lord. We rely on you.
愿你赐给我们恩典。
May you give us the mercy.
你已经给了我们恩典。
You already have given us all.
我们可以在软弱的时候来遵行你的道。
So even when we are weak, we can still keep your word.
我们相信你会在我们每个弟兄姐妹的面前，那敞开那大门。
We believe that you are going to open doors for us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，感谢主，感谢主，哈利路亚！主啊，实在我们感谢主。
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们相信你的美善。
We believe all your goodness.
相信你的真实。
We believe your truthfulness.
主啊，下面在我们奉小组祷告的时候，主啊，你就提升我们的信心。
So as we divide into smaller groups, help.
我们弟兄姐妹心里所求的、所愿的。
So everything that our brothers and sisters ask for in their
让我们要经历你话语的真实。
Help us so that we can experience the truth.
你要把那敞开的门要打开。
You will open doors for us.
是没有人能关的。
Those doors no one can shut.
哈利路亚，把下面的时间交在你的手上。
Hallelujah, we dedicate the following time to you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus.
Amen.